It's not to ban wood burners or anything like that. There's absolutely no intentions to do anything of that nature. It's purely a monitoring exercise to see what kind of effect these wood burners and other kinds of solid fuel fires have on the air quality within these villages. So, as I say, it's a Department for Environment initiative, but they gave us the funding to purchase the monitor, and that's been installed. So we'll see how things pan out over the next 12 months while it's in situ. It's the first time we've been asked to monitor these kind of emissions. Clearly, we've got air monitoring equipment, as you well aware, across the district that measures air quality in relation to vehicle emissions, etc. But this is the first time we've had the opportunity to measure what effect, if any, wood burners and other solid fuel fires have on the air quality in the villages across the district. So it'll be a good exercise to see if they have an effect and what level of effect they have. It's the tiny little particulates, so that kind of similar to diesel dust that we all breathe, but we just need to see if there's any kind of impact on the air quality, purely and simply as a result of wood burners and, as I say, solid fuel burning systems. It's all about education, and we will continue to put out media releases, etc., through our normal channels to encourage people with wood burners and other forms of solid fuel heating to consider what they put in the wood burner or the solid fuel system to burn, rather than just wood and things, and things that might cause pollution effects in the area. We education and just think about what goes in these things to be burnt, because clearly some things are suitable and other things potentially are not. But yeah, I do understand it. It's very difficult for people who don't have mains gas to consider how they're going to heat their homes. But it's all about education. As I say, I've got to reiterate, it's not about looking to ban wood burners from government level, as far as we're aware. It's all about what's going into these devices, how it affects the air quality in the villages that everybody's got to breathe, and it's all about education as to what goes in, rather than looking to ban them.